Day 3, March 7th. Today's reflection is based on Psalms 22 and 130, and was written by the Reverend Rebecca D. Reeder, Class of 2019. Psalm 22 begins with the raw and familiar cry, my God, why have you forsaken me?" These words, echoed by Jesus on the cross, speak to the dark nights of the soul we all experience. When I faced the devastation of a major loss recently, my prayer was raw. Please, God, not this death. Although I didn't feel forsaken, the silence was heavy. Still, the psalmist declares, "You, God, are holy." Even in the pain I felt, I saw glimpses of God, like a stranger in an airport bathroom saying, "It's gonna get worse, but you'll get through it." The psalm's further lament, "But I am a worm and not human," reflects the deep pain of feeling unseen and rejected. Yet even amid those feelings, the psalmist remembers, "You, God, kept me safe on my mother's breast." This duality of despair and trust resonates deeply. God's past faithfulness reminds me that even in my hardest moments, I am not abandoned. Psalm 130 offers a similar hope. It meets us in the depths of our sorrow, where we cry out to God not as perfect people, but as those upheld by mercy. "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand?" These words assure us that God's love is unending and unconditional. In this season of grief and waiting for healing, clarity, and renewal, my soul longs for God. God's steadfast love is constant, and in God's presence, I know we find hope. These psalms remind us that God is present in our deepest struggles. They show us that our pain is not the end of the story. As Psalm 22 concludes, "All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord." Even, and maybe especially, through suffering, our lives can proclaim God's faithfulness and deliverance to future generations. Today's prayer. God of steadfast love, meet us in the depths of our sorrow. When silence feels heavy and hope seems distant, remind us of your faithfulness. Sustain us through the pain, and help us trust that you are present, redeeming our struggles for your glory and our renewal. Amen.